Gotcha. All right. Interesting. Yeah, I like it when repeaters have echo link. I mean, I primarily still use RF to get into repeaters when I can, but it's really nice when you're not in an area or, too far from an area or whatever. Conditions are not conducive to be able to get into with RF. It's really nice when I can just fire up the Echo Link app on my phone and connect into the repeater that way instead. I was talking on some repeaters over in Baraboo, Wisconsin. We were over at the Dells a few weeks ago, and I was chatting to some people on there with the week that we were over there and having conversations and whatnot. And then it's like, all right, well, when you leave the area, you can't converse with them anymore, which I did exchange emails with a few people. But I think one of them at least has an Echo Link connection, so I can still, connect to that and chit-chat with them on there from home or, anywhere in the world that I have an internet connection on my phone, basically. So it's definitely a nice option to have. It would be nice if more repeaters had it. I mean, quite a few do, but, ideally it'd be nice if every repeater had it. But yeah, there's logistics behind that, and I know some people don't want it, don't have any interest in it. The one up here at Alma College, the repeater up there, like I've talked to the guy that kind of maintains it, runs it, used to be the president of the Gratiot County Amateur Radio Association. And there seems to be no interest whatsoever in getting Echo Link connected or even getting a new audio controller on it or anything. Yeah, that's unfortunate, but it is what it is. So we just go with it. Ideally, someday I'd like to have my own repeater and then I can do whatever I want with it. I don't have to ask anybody. I can have Echo Link on it, IRLP, All Star nodes connected to it, do whatever I want with it. But someday it's good to have dreams and goals and aspirations, right? KDADX.